BlakeRadio.com.
You are tuned into WTR Sunday Night.
Hello, this is three-time WWE Champion and hardcore legend Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Yeah! You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio, and this is the NWO Sting.
With the original foreign kid, the Snugglepuss himself, Internet Mace.
Dave's not here!
The contributor and resident asshole, the Spud Guy.
Hail to the king, baby.
The cranky Canadian, TJ Omega.
I'm Canadian. I'm black. I'm down with the brothers, you know what I'm saying?
And just the producer, Sir Rocket.
Now, Mr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, and you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay tuned.
This is Samoa Joe. And remember, it's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an attitude.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm glad you all tuned in tonight, because this will be the last day you'll hear from Sir Rockin', as I'm going to kill him as soon as we're done with this program. For an old school opening, huh?
Yes, old school opening. WT or old school. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, tomorrow's old school Raw, so might as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It ties together.
Might as well. Uh-huh. I don't care if it ties together. I'm personally insulted, though.
Hey, you know, we could have went somewhere else. We thought this was tamer.
Tamer?
Yes. Just pointing that one out.
Yeah, that had occurred to me.
Hi, everybody. Well, it's me and Omega, and, well, he still needs to finish the introduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Omega, Be All, End All Network, not a fucking Canadian.
Very cranky.
Cranky right now, but not a fucking Canadian.
You're very cranky. For someone who doesn't say they're Canadian, just saying.
Okay, right, because you have to be Canadian to be cranky.
It's kind of a thing, haven't you figured this one out?
But the Canadians are perfectly nice. They're not all cranky.
Being nice and Canadian is a stereotype, just point that one out. They're not all nice. A lot of them are cranky.
Oh, no, I've known asshole Canadians too.
Good. Might as well bring him on now.
Yeah. Mace is with me.
I'm not a Canadian.
No, you're not. About the farthest thing from one, I think.
Pretty much.
So, this is where I should say, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Memlane Promo, PWMania.com. We actually put him in the intro, and he's kind of going to be here, maybe, sort of, we'll see, is Spug. He's dealing with a very sick child.
This is why you should never get children. They break down too much.
They break down too much.
Yeah, collector's value sucks on kids.
Well, kids is a nice tie-in for our first story of the evening. They sort of got themselves a kid, did the Wyatts. And Daniel Bryan?
It's always nice when you see a family adopt. It's
Daniel Wyatt now.
Daniel Wyatt, right.
Daniel
right.
Wyatt. Ugh.
Is it Daniel Bryan hyphen Wyatt or just Daniel Wyatt?
Did he keep his maiden name?
From reports that have been coming out from house shows, he's being introduced as Daniel Wyatt.
Really? Okay.
Oh, that might just be a feeling out period, though.
Yeah, it probably is, but...
it doesn't happen until it happens on TV.
Yeah. According to people who went to the WWE live event in Hampton, Virginia, he was introduced as Daniel Wyatt before the match and just got the shit kicked out of him by Bray, so...
Yet, during the promo he cuts at the house show, he calls him Brian, like, every single time. Just putting that one out.
Consistency!
Not really there. So, before we get to what's happened at the house shows and the like, Monday night, what was your reaction? We'll start with you first, Mace.
I don't know. It was like, I'm watching it, I'm sitting here going, yeah, this is the eventuality of what was going to happen with this whole feud and everything. One part of me is going, oh God, why are they going this way? You know, Brian just pretty much gave up. And, you know, hey, I'm yours. Treat me like shit. Another part of me is going, this is going to lead to something better. Please, oh God, let this lead to something better. At this point, I'm not going to be a naysayer. But I'm also not going to be overly positive on it either, considering this is just the start of what's going to happen. But, yeah, it's one of those, I want to see what they're going to do with it before I make a judgment. Which is totally not me.
You sort of do rush to judgment at times.
Indeed.
But, you know, that's being a wrestling fan. Judge before we actually see it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of judging, Omega.
Batista's comeback was horrible.
Spoiler alert.
Completely out of ring shape.
Should have hit the gym more.
Yeah. Clearly he has not been working out.
Nope.
Not at all.
Lost a lot of weight. He's very thin. Very sickly.
I didn't even know who it was.
Yeah. Now we went from the thin to the husky. You're welcome.
Honestly, I'm kind of fascinated by this.
How so?
It's one of those things that started out as, well, okay, why the hell are they suddenly going after Brian? Because it seemed like one of those feuds out of plot convenience. Well, we need him away from the authorities, so let's just have the Wyatts jump him. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But it makes sense. Like, when Brian finally breaks and he admits that he can't beat the machine, you know, that's where the Wyatts targeted in the first place. The guy that, you know, if they're taking down the machine, you know, if that's the game plan of Bray Wyatt, you go after the guy who's been beaten down by it for so long. That's your weak link. That's the guy you can lead into the flock.
Right.
So, it worked. And... I've said it before. Talked about this with Lindsay. The Wyatts are best with the psychology,
right?
And when you can actually show someone like breaking down a guy like Daniel Bryan, who has that much crowd support, who has been fighting that hard without giving up, when you get someone who is capable of breaking them down mentally and just completely just. Literally beating them into total submission.
Right.
That's powerful.
Oh, I agree.
You know, that's something we haven't seen in forever. That's ministry days where someone was just so good at getting into your head that they could take control of you.
Oh, without a doubt. It's one of those unique characters that we really haven't seen in years.
Yeah, if this was just like, you know, if you conceive a character like Bray Wyatt just a few years ago, you know, he probably just would have been some country bumpkin. It would have been, you know, the Godwins 2.0.
That would have been horrible.
Well, yeah, but you look at them. They're really close to that.
Oh, I agree.
But they take a different psychology to the characters, a different mental path. Mm-hmm. And it's amazingly different. And it's a huge breath of fresh air in a very stale WWE environment.
They are sort of those characters that draw you in.
I didn't realize that Country Hicks could be Scientologists.
It's a new trend in Hollywood.
Because seriously, that's what it's like.
They want you in their cult.
This is the thing. Like, you're talking about the whole psychology and everything. Take a look at things like the Church of Scientology, like all these cults that pop up in the backwoods nowhere. And it's the same type of thing. It's beat you down on your insecurities to the point where you submit. That's what the Wyatts are a cult. Pure and simple. Mm-hmm. They're just doing it without saying so. And it's been played brilliantly. Mind you, I was rewatching the Rumbles the other day, and to see Husky Harris come out was just... I had to double-check for a second.
wait, that's him? What?
Yeah, I'm like, that's... Oh, wow, it's been so long since I saw him with such a short beard.
Imagine what took a couple of years... Give him a couple more years, imagine how long the beard will be then. It's going to be scary.
Oh, good lord.
Bray Wyatt, newest member of ZZ Top.
No kidding.
Be using it as a weapon.
So when you look at the Wyatts and what they're doing to Daniel Bryan, what kind of reaction do you expect on Monday night when he appears in front of the live crowd for the first time on television?
You sold out.
I don't even expect a sold out chant.
Continue with the yes chants. Just pretend nothing happened.
I'd say a lot of no chance. Just to kind of bring that back. Just outright refusal from the crowd. And you're going to hear yes chance as well as they're trying to snap Daniel Bryan out of it. The crowd reaction is actually going to really interest me. Because it's either going to play into it or it's going to fight against it. And it'd make this so much more compelling if the crowd was fighting against it.
Fighting against it in what manner?
They did a video on WWE where CM Punk was encouraging people to keep chanting yes, keep supporting Bryan. I feel like Bryan is one of those characters who is just so loved by the crowd, it's not as clean cut as, oh, he's with the Wyatts now, so start booing him. I feel like they're still going to cheer what he does in the ring because that's why they cheered for him in the first place, because he was so damn good at what he did. You're gonna hear crowds, pipe up his familiar chants when they want him to either turn against Bray or resist him or go against something Bray is commanding him to do. Mm-hmm. Fight against it that way. Try to go against whatever the Wyatts are influencing him to do.
Okay, because I was just making sure with the way you're going with that, like the crowd just do whatever they want, but instead they're actually buying into it. Okay, I just want to clarify.
But that it can also go the opposite direction though. Where are they tomorrow night? Do you know?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, so there's a good chance that they'll probably play along with it. If they're in somewhere like Philadelphia, New York, or something like that, I'd expect the crowd to just start going, "This is bullshit." From the outcry.
Well, Baltimore is like a middle ground of those type of crowds. They're not full like Northeast, but they're not, they're not one of those that just sit on their hands. They're like in between. So you don't know what the crowd's actually going to do.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting when they get to Philly or Chicago.
They're in Philly for SmackDown this week. So we'll see what kind of... If Bryan's there, we'll see what kind of crowd... reaction he gets there. But we all have seen, hopefully, WWE put it on Facebook and on probably their Twitter as well, the new look for Daniel Bryan. What do you guys think?
He needs a pack of Marlboros rolled up in his sleeve.
And the name badge saying, "My name is Bob."
Like, he seriously does. It's like, it's just a tattered pair, it's a tattered jumpsuit. You know,
he looks like the local motor mechanic. Seriously, he looks like that. Every motor mechanic you see in every single movie. He's it. That's what we got. We got motor mechanic Daniel Bryan.
People today were pointing out he kind of looked like Duke the Dumpster Drossy. The whole look.
Wow, or that's like, a good way to kill a gimmick.
Or like, Oh no, I know what he looks like. He looks like Jim Duggan's WCW run. Where he was in the editor outfit.
Yes!
Yeah, when he was dumpster diving, yeah. Because I saw another picture today of Jim Duggan when he was Canadian. So.
Oh, God.
That was always tremendous. Here's Jim Duggan as Canadian. But does this look... Is this the right way to do the look? Put him in a look like the Wyatts?
I suppose you have to at some point. But I don't think straight away. I think one of the big things would be to break him of his natural look. You know, instead of having him submit straight away and looking like a Wyatt, acting like a Wyatt, mm-hmm. have him fight against it a little bit, show that there is still a little bit of fight in the dog, and let him have his own ring, keep his ring gear and everything, and eventually you lead into Bob the Mechanic from Down South.
But is the Bob the Mechanic look the start, and they let him keep the music, and they slowly take that away from him?
Not as much of an impact. No. Taking away music is one thing. You take away somebody's look, somebody's identity through their clothing. That's a bigger psychological impact.
Do you agree with that, Omega?
In a way, yeah. Because, you know, it's more about forcing identity. What Brian was versus what Bray wants him to be. And, yeah, the outfit... You know, his very appearance and that identity, that's a big thing. The music is a lesser degree. Mm-hmm. I would almost keep, you know, Flight of the Valkyries just as a reminder of what he was, and just so the crowd knows, you know, get ready, this is what you're gonna get. I don't know. There's something missing about the look. I mean, it does just look a little bit
too generic.
Well, it looks like Eric Rowan. You know, he's got that same kind of outfit. I would have rather have him had something just like a pair of overalls and a loose shirt or vest or something like to make him look like he fits in with them, but still give him his own unique look, rather than just making him blend into the pack.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. And maybe this was a test, and maybe they'll change it up a little bit. Since they put the picture out, probably not. We're probably going to be with the blue outfit.
Stop combing his hair.
Well, he's been doing that for a while. It looks really weird combed, doesn't it? It's like, oh, here's him with combed hair. It just doesn't... He should look very disheveled.
Yeah. He really should look like he's gone through some serious shit in the last week.
You would assume he has, because, well...
Yeah.
He's probably been beaten down every single day he's been with them.
Yeah, the hair should be disheveled, the beard should be a mess...
So beyond the look, what do we expect to see tomorrow?
A very forlorn, very somber Daniel Bryan. Like, a guy who really just is over it. Mm-hmm. He knows that he's going to have to cop all this for the time being, and he's just accepted. We're going to see the defeated man.
Right.
And that's how it should be played at this point. You know, he should come out and not even really, don't let him talk or anything. He just comes out, you know, the hands are just dropped down, the head's sort of lowered, the whole, I mean, not, it's one of the young child going to school for the second day.
Okay.
You know, how the kids always, you know, oh, I hate the school, don't want to go back, and you send them back, and they just sort of slump.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would like to see out of Daniel Bryan tomorrow. That whole defeated, I don't want to be here look.
What do you think, Omega?
I'm still waiting for a goat mask, I swear to God.
You may get one.
I literally want to see something along those lines where you have Bray come out, you introduce Brian, you put on his music, but out he comes, you know, dressed as a Wyatt. You know, okay, let him get beat down and just take it. No fighting back, no, you know, very, like May said, very forlorn, very mommy, I don't want to go to school today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just while he's, you know, after he hits Sister Abigail, just, you know, slide a goat mask on his face and haul him back. And there's your initiation.
A further initiation, yeah. I could see that.
Well,
the only problem with that is, though, is that you were saying before, Omega, you don't want him to look like, you know, Eric Rowan.
I know.
And yet you want to put a goat mask on him.
Well, it's a different one's goat, one's sheep.
I'm thinking merchandising. This is why I want him to have overalls or something, so he does look distinct.
Right. Before you continue, down in NXT, they experimented back in the day with using a pig mask and a clown mask before they actually settled on a sheep mask.
Interesting to know.
Heard that today. I was like, that's interesting.
Pig mask would be creepy with overalls.
It would be. That's why they kind of backed off the sheep. The pig one, rather.
I'd be a fan of the creepy clown.
I think the clown undermines something. The sheep is just more... You know, because a clown by default can be very creepy in the first place, but it doesn't go with the atmosphere the Wyatts are trying to set. The sheep mask just makes you go, wait, huh? Which kind of works.
Right.
But not like we saw it. We kind of saw in the initiation. But it's the difference between going. It's the difference between going to your first meeting for the cult and actually drinking the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
There's the first step, and then there's the full-on acceptance, which I think is what we're going to get on Monday.
So that's what we get on Monday. Future cast this for us. How long can you possibly see this actually going? Do we see it going into the Rumble Chamber, dare say WrestleMania?
Post.
Nothing about post-Mania.
I'm seeing at least 6 to 8.
Eventually they have... Here's the trick is... The payoff to this is when Daniel Bryan does actually overcome the brainwashing, when he actually does break free of the Wyatts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's going to be a triumph for the fans. Because if they do continue to support him, if they do play up and fight against Bray Wyatt, you know, in place of Daniel Bryan fighting against him, then it's going to be a triumph for them. And for that to happen at Mania would actually be a pretty huge thing.
Right.
You know, I could see it going... I could see it going that long with a payoff being at Mania, you know, because we haven't gotten Bryan versus Bray one-on-one.
Right.
So I feel like that would actually be the biggest payoff they've got here, and that would make for a pretty good Mania.
Now, can we see Brie Bella getting involved in any sort of fashion?
think you have to.
She would. Don't you think she would be a nice emotional tie-in to this whole story?
She would.
Yeah, but she would. But at the same time, sure, they've acknowledged the relationship because of Total Divas and that, but they haven't really played anything on it on TV.
They did with Randy Orton.
They've acknowledged it on WWE TV.
When they did the angle with Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan going into the Battleground, I believe it was, they used her. So it's one of those things where if you use her to, maybe try to talk sense into Daniel Bryan at some point to get him out of the group.
Which is already foul, considering that after Monday they put out the tweet saying, fully support Daniel and all his choices.
For now.
This is just a standby. Because they want the big reveal on Monday. They want everyone tuning in going, what the hell is that up with Brian? I feel like Brie has to be involved at some point. Right now she's in a perfect spot to be the audience analog. Their voice, their opinion, the one who's saying to Brian what the audience wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
She could be the face of trying to get him, to break away from them.
To see what the people are saying, see the other side of what's going on.
Right.
I know she's probably going to have to get involved, but I want her to be a last resort. I reckon this thing probably. Here's the thing though. I reckon this story has enough legs with just the people that are involved now. You don't need to bring her into this unless it is starting to lose momentum.
At the same time, though, you could ramp this up so much. All you need is like one backstage segment where Nikki walks back into the Bella's locker room, and there's Brie just sitting in a chair watching the proposal from Total Divas on repeat over and over. Brian doesn't have to be the only one shown broken here. If you could pull some serious heartstrings with this.
You could. That's why I think she would play a role, because there's that emotional investment.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
In the WWE?
I know. Should never bring that up. But it's possible. It would work.
I know I'm fighting a losing battle here, but... Seriously, bringing her in and doing something like that, you might as well start playing the Days of Our Lives music.
Dude, it's pro wrestling. It's a soap opera with suplexes.
I know this. But I don't want to tune in for fucking Days of Our Lives in my fucking fighting drama show. But that's just me. I think that the connection that the fans have with Daniel Bryan is enough.
It's never just enough. You need more and more. You need everybody. Just need more and more.
We don't need more ham!
Ham?
You just bring it's ham. A reference only I get.
Right, I can figure that
out. Oh, no. Anybody who reads, was it 30 Thoughts on Monday Night Raw over on Lords of Pain, they'll understand. It's for ham is commonly used as a reference for anything stupid.
Either way, it just adds something. That's my opinion. You have yours. You see it differently, and I see it differently. That's why we're wrestling fans. We can see it on both sides.
Bullshit. This is a wrestling podcast. Right. We're on a wrestling podcast. We're not allowed to have different views.
Anyway, that is our Wyatt discussion. Unless there's anything else you want to bring up about the Wyatts before we go to break.
I'm good. For more discussion, tune into The Rack on Thursday night.
11 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. With that being said, we're going to...
Shameless.
Wasn't even trying. When we come back, we're going to get in to what happened on Monday Night Raw with the Beast himself, Brock Lesnar, and his Scream return to Monday Night Raw. And later on, we'll be looking ahead to WrestleMania. You're tuned into WTR Old School and WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, and what's up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was this? It's going to be great.
I love these picks. Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah!
why did I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick.
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he took the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Oh, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations. You picked the winning one today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a roll of them? Do I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl trick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
Alright, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR picked. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
getting something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Gail Kim, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
This is Wildcat Chris Harris of America's Most Wanted. You're listening to WTR, Wrestle Talk Radio, on Sunday night. And if you don't like it, sorry about your damn luck.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night. WTR Old School, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And as I teased before we went to break, we're going to be talking about the next big thing himself, the Beast Brock Lesnar. And he came back on Monday Night Raw, guys, and he laid out Mark Henry. Reaction?
At this stage, can we stop calling him the next big thing?
So he's the
I think he has well worn out that moniker, and considering he's been back and forth for the last couple of 10 years, I think calling him the next big anything doesn't work.
So he's the current thing?
He's the old school thing.
The old school thing. We'll get to old school in a minute. But yeah, reaction to what happened Monday. Him laying out Henry.
Meh.
Really? You weren't
impressed. It's Henry. Meh.
He's still a 450-pound man.
Meh.
I don't think you're impressing him, Rock.
I don't think he was impressed. What about you, Omega? Were you at least impressed?
It's Brock. If I give him anything, he is a freak of nature, so you know, the fact that he could actually pull off a good F5 on someone that heavy, yeah. That's fine.
It's fine. Now, where...
But,
go ahead.
I don't know, it's just very typical. Here's Brock, here's a big, heavy guy, and he's gonna get fed to him, just so we remember that, hey, Brock Lesnar's, you know, kinda tough. Thanks for the reminder.
Now, were you impressed by the new internet sensation, the Brock Lesnar scream?
Oh, God.
It's become a thing on the internet. Just point that one out. No reaction?
The internet is stupid.
What was your reaction to the scream heard around the world?
I thought of that goat.
Mm-hmm.
If any of that goat scream thing. Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought.
Here, take a listen to this. Yeah, I heard this before. Listen to this. He screams his own music.
Like I said, the internet is stupid.
Having fun with the scream. Let's point that one out there. Okay, you weren't impressed by the scream or, you know, Henry being laid out.
He sounds like someone having an orgasm and breaking their leg at the same time.
That would be an awkward orgasm? Just pointing that one out. Move past that one into the next question of... They also made it clear that Brock Lesnar wants to be the next WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Do we want to see this?
I refer to you to my 4,857 comments on anyone who is a part-time wrestler holding the main title of a company, especially now that it is down to one fucking title.
So Mace is all forward. What about you, Omega?
Fuck you!
You need to get that out a little bit more, you know. Hold the U a little bit more. Anyway.
I know. While I chalk him up as a credible threat for the title, mm-hmm. you know, and he would be a credible threat as a champion, no. We're getting into the season where I don't want to see the belt change for anyone, for any reason.
Okay.
You know, I want to see the champion remain strong all the way to WrestleMania. And I am with Mace on this. If you're not going to stick around for the long haul, you shouldn't have the title put on you. You know, if you're only showing up to cash in a paycheck, yeah, you're not committed enough to hold a belt.
Do we at least see him contending for the belt?
Oh, he'll contend for it because he's a serious threat that they've rented out for a while.
Right.
Elimination Chamber.
You think they're going to actually put the Beast in the chamber?
Yeah. To at least make it look like Randy's going to have the odds stacked against him. So you'll probably have Randy, Cena, Brock, Triple H for an ego trip.
Or, you know, you can substitute Triple H with Batista.
Yeah, Batista. Need two others.
Punk.
Yeah.
Miz.
You're funny.
He needs an easy win. He needs an easy win in there.
Why not put Fandango in?
Hey, I'd work with... Fandango would work.
Actually, I could see Roman Reigns being the last guy in the chamber.
He could.
Well, I don't know about separating him out that fast. Still got a little ways to go.
Big E Langston.
I think that's a little too early, but that's my opinion.
No, I'm just throwing shit out there. It's what the WWE creative guys do.
They have a dartboard and they just throw darts. Whatever sticks. Works.
Whatever sticks, they don't use.
Exactly. So we see Brock in contention. He also said on WWE.com to Paul Heyman that Brock plans to do something old school on Monday Night Raw. What could that possibly mean?
He's going to get the tattoo removed off the chest.
One at a time.
Omega.
I think it'd be very old school if he ditched his contract to go play football.
Okay. What did you say, Mace?
Removing the god-awful tattoo off his chest.
Kane Kidd serves out there shooting Star Press. But now you're serious.
I don't think a part-timer is going to put himself in any situation where his ass is over his head.
No, I don't think so. But what do you think we could expect?
There's the rumor mill.
I'll throw it out there then.
The rumor is he's going to have a repeat of F5-ing the Big Show, which of course makes me wonder maybe he could break the ring again with a suplex.
Maybe that's how you close Monday Night Raw. Ring breaks.
Okay, once again, if that's what's going to happen, I'm going to be going with the traditional meh. Okay, but I'll actually explain it as to why I say meh. Because, frankly, a guy Brock size picking up Mark Henry or the Big Show for an F5, yeah, it looks impressive. Until you realize John Cena's pretty much done the same fucking thing.
There was a period where he was doing that like every week to the Big Show, and it was, and Michael Cole lost his shit every single time.
Yeah, he was. All right, so what do you expect then, seriously, Mace? Monday from Brock going old school.
Probably a return to older looking tights? Because let's face it, even during his returns, Brock has still been doing the exact same shit that he was doing when he debuted. So I don't know how he can go old school on something that he's still doing that he did when he debuted.
This is true. Someone who really can't go old school, and that's Paul Heyman. Did you notice he had no ponytail?
Until he comes out in the jacket with the big-ass cell phone and the baseball cap, Paul Heyman's not going old school.
That's what I mean, but he lost his trademark ponytail. Sad to
so die. He's finally lost the rest of his hair.
Yep. It only took how many years?
A couple of decades.
Something like that.
I'm on a race with Hulk Hogan on that one.
Pretty much. Now,
that's a scary thought. Hulk Hogan has more hair than Paul Heyman.
Scary thought is Hulk Hogan racing anyone.
Yeah, true.
Now, the scary thought would be his son, but anyway.
She wasn't going to go there. God damn.
Whatever. Going old school. Taking shots.
Someone died.
No, he didn't die.
Oh, well. Close.
Anyway. Staying on old school, Monday night is Raw old school, and we're going to see the likes of Mean Gene, Scotty Too Hotty, Rikishi, Ted DiBiase, and even the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Okay, before we even get into the question number one or anything, does anyone else share my thing of what the fuck, since when did guys from the 90s and early 2000s be considered old school?
They are old school at this point. It's 15, 20 years.
Okay, when as you just went through the list then, Rikishi and Scotty Too Hotty are considered old school.
It's 13 years.
Fuck!
It's 13 years, Mace. It's 13 years.
Don't make me feel old!
Well, that's what they're doing. It makes you feel old because, well, they are old school wrestlers at this point. You may not like that fact, but that's the truth of the matter. Do you like this old school concepts, though?
No!
Why? Because it's making you feel old?
Yes! Because you're having guys not even in a 20-year range being considered old school!
I was more, annoyed that when you consider old school Raw, you had Diamond Dallas Page announced.
That was where my 90s bit came.
But it's not 90s to me, it's WCW.
It's CW, yeah.
That's my crime on that one. He's from WCW.
But even then, even if you take DDP's WWE/F career, that's 2001 through what, 2004?
Three, something like that.
Not even 10 years! Well, 10 years, but still, that's... No! Old school should be considered only 20 years or more, which still makes me feel fucking old.
Well, those 20-somethings really can't walk as they used to. Just saying. So, Omega, are you still in love with the old school concept?
In love with it?
Alright, do you like it? Are you friends with it on Facebook?
I follow it on Twitter.
Sweet.
I don't mind the old school. It's a little bit of a shake up every now and then. It lets you get to see some of the old stars for better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on how well they've held up. I really want to see DDP teach a yoga class.
See,
anyone in the room instantly gains 2 months of their career.
Oh, you know he's going to be shilling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
DDP's going to be shilling.
The moment that needs to happen that I told Lindsay about, IRS and Bray Wyatt. It would make perfect sense. Father and son on television.
They even hint of that?
No, but it would just be an awkward moment. IRS trying to collect taxes from Bray Wyatt. Because you know you guys called him a cult, so it would make sense. For old school Bo Dallas. Well, Bo Dallas has been on the tour with WWE this weekend.
So, leave that long-haired hippie fuck on NXT where he belongs.
Jeez.
Wow.
Which is really saying something, because they do actually have a long-haired hippie in NXT already.
You don't believe in Bo?
No, I don't.
Shame on you, then. So, who are you most looking forward to seeing this Monday night on Raw, old school?
You know, I almost hate to admit it, but I am kind of looking forward to seeing Scotty Too Hotty and Rikishi dance again, which will probably end up being with R-Truth and Xavier Woods.
Them trying to do the worm.
Oh, man. Jeez, how bad did Waller's kid fuck up that he's not invited?
I think a lot. That's a thing. King Kansas and Sharon for Old School Raw, do we get one of the earlier incarnations of Wade Barrett back?
Oh, jeez.
No.
We got some bad news for you. That's not happening.
But do we get Jerry Lawler in his sparkly old jackets?
He did say he was going to wear one of his old jackets, so...
Yes! And you know, if they're going to do an old school Raw, get Vince McMahon and Jim Ross back on commentary with Lola.
Now, that's a one question right now. Ric Flair is being promoted. Jim Ross, he's going to be at home. Fair?
Unfair. JR should be on old school Raw. If you're going to go completely old school, back to how it used to be, you have the King... You have Vince, and you have Jim Ross. Because it's not old school if you're using JBL and Michael Cole.
They can give us Mike Adam Lee.
No.
Okay, he's the only way I want to see JBL appear on old school Raw. Grow the mo, put on the black tights, let's go back to Blackjack Bradshaw.
They do sell hair extensions now, so could work. I mean, they had wigs for The Undertaker. They could find one for JBL. Same.
Even if it's a fake mo, I don't care. That'll work.
One name that's come out tonight, who's going to appear on Old School Raw, is...
Come get on the ho train!
Hell yeah!
Man.
The only problem is his last few returns haven't been all that great.
Okay, Omega, explain your meh.
Godfather, PG era. Meh. It's like trying to do Val Venus in the PG era. It doesn't work.
He's got a point.
He does have a point. Alright, we know what they usually bring out for the set-wise for old school Raw. I'll give you this question. What's your favorite Raw set?
very partial to the Attitude Era. Raw set. The old Raw is War.
Which version? Like the original one when they started in 97, or the one where they added everything, the screens to it in 2000?
Where they had the one screen in the middle, very small entranceway at the front, the two towers with the Raw logo.
So the 2000 era version.
No, I thought that was earlier. I thought that was the 98 one.
No, 98 sort of was very generic. Just the big Titantron. That was about it. They started amping up the stuff in between 99 had the logo there. 2000, they started adding everything. The McMahon-Helmsley era. Started adding things.
I must have my arenas mixed up.
But that's still the arena you're talking about.
I'm talking... Hold on, as I go to...
Google?
Yeah. Google, love you, Google.
Hey, look at that. King Kins put that
one.
That one? Oh, that one, without the screens. That's without the screens. That's 98.
That one.
But the two towers. I thought you meant with the two tower screens. That's 98, yeah.
No. That's the one I'm...
Yeah, the basic logo and Titantron. Okay.
Right. See, I generally prefer the one you're talking about. You know, where you had the big Raw on one side, War on the other.
Mm-hmm. That one, the 2000 era one?
Yeah.
Okay. So are we at least excited for tomorrow?
Let's say curious about tomorrow.
Curious, okay.
Yeah. I just had a thought. You know, why don't they ever do old school SmackDown so we can see the big fist again?
Because that one was scary. I actually prefer like the multiple oval ones. Like the very, very first SmackDown set.
Hmm.
By the way, the link I put in our production chat, that second one, is that the one you were talking about, Amanda?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's my second favorite.
Yeah, that does start to evolve over the years. So there you have it. Old school.
Until you get today, a gigantic LED light-ridden mess.
So old school Raw happens tomorrow night. And on the other side of the break, we're going to go look at WrestleMania 30, what these guys think will actually happen. You're tuned in to WTR Old School, live right here, Low Out Talk Radio Network.
Interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once.
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is the one, the only Knockout, Tracy Brooks, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
WTR Sunday Night, WTR Old School right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Even using old bumper music tonight for this show. That's how old school we're going. Had a bunch of audio beds, let's use them, go old school, because that's how things used to be done on this show. 30 years of WrestleMania this coming April, and there's a lot of speculation going on, guys, of what actually is going to happen on this show. I want to know, taking into account everything with what direction people are going, what do you want to see happen from top to bottom at WrestleMania?
That's a big question, because it's, like I said, it's 30 years. There's a huge anticipation level for it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's get the obvious one out of the way. Dolph Ziggler versus somebody on the pre-show.
Dolph Ziggler, Zack Ryder for the International Championship. It's a match they've been wanting at WrestleMania for 2 years.
Am I going to be wrong? Probably not. Dolph Ziggler versus somebody on the pre-show.
Right.
That way he still gets his WrestleMania paycheck, it's just that he ends up on fucking YouTube.
I'm here to show the world free of charge.
Pretty much. Actually, I will call it now. Dolph Ziggler versus Dean Ambrose for the U.S. title on the pre-show.
Well, this is you booking it, so that's where you're going for the pre-show, then.
Yep, because let's take the title that hasn't been defended since the guy got it, and put him up against a guy who never seems to be able to make pay-per-view.
By the way, before you continue, Kingkin, write all these down. So we know in 4 months.
You realize I'm bullshitting 99% of this list, right?
Yeah, I know, but that's the whole...
Okay.
Hey, you can't be any worse than Subway.
I don't know.
I'll just find that one out.
Give me a few minutes. I'll get drunk and we'll see what happens.
Is that a challenge, Rock?
It is a challenge. Anyway, so write these down because I'm kind of curious to see what you guys see and what they actually do and see where that, how that comes about. So that's your pre-show. What about your pre-show, Omega?
Good question. He is right. I'd probably pin it closer to maybe Ziggler and Miz. Miz being on his 23rd heel turn of the month. That seems to be what he's going for these days.
He's a face one day, heel the next, yeah. Sort of. It's
he's just trying to fuck with the wiki writers.
Pretty much. So, alright, so that's your pre-show. How exactly do you open 30 years of WrestleMania? What do you put on? What's that first match that gets people talking and excited?
See, this is where I'd put the World Heavyweight title match, but we don't have a World Heavyweight title anymore.
But take that into account right now. You now have come to accept that the world title opened WrestleMania.
Pretty much.
They've got that ingrained into your head that the world title opens up WrestleMania. Because they did that, what, two out of the last 3 years, something like that?
Yeah. I'd probably say... No, I'm saving that one for later. I don't know... I'm seeing Alberto Del Rio and... I don't know who.
Alright, you're saying...
Maybe it's Sandow.
That's two heels at that point.
Sandow will be face come WrestleMania.
Is that your bold prediction?
Actually, no. Strike that. Reverse it. Del Rio will be on a face turn come WrestleMania.
Didn't that last face turn suck?
Yes, but they don't give a shit.
You missed the obvious.
I did.
Yeah.
All right,
Del Rio versus Ricardo. Because from his tweets, he sounds like he's got a big arm drag now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'll agree with you on that one. Del Rio versus Ricardo.
Keep in mind, I'm just feeding you this.
Yeah,
works.
He's trying to screw with your head, screw up your plan. But I'll ask before Omega goes. Does Del Rio at this point even deserve to be on WrestleMania?
No, but they're going to put him on there anyway.
Okay.
Right. You got to remember, this is a 4-hour show. We've got spots to fill.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of spots to fill, and we're going to throw some curveballs in as well. All right, Omega, what's your opener?
My opener would probably be, let's say, Dean Ambrose and Big E unification.
Okay.
Because you know, at this point, fuck it.
Might as well.
If you're not going to defend them, if you're not going to defend the U.S. title, then what's the point of having two mid-card belts?
Good point. All right, so that's how you guys open the show. I'm surprised there wasn't a Shield versus Shield battle on your end, Omega. But okay, we'll go with that. How do you start to fill out this card? Give me a couple matches to fill out the card.
Mm-hmm. Tag titles.
Okay.
Bravo.
It'll be a tag title match. See, I'm pulling. Before then, I'd have the belts off Goldust and Cody because they're going to be a feature match later on.
Okay.
You're gonna get your brother versus brother.
Yeah.
I'd probably say something along the lines of maybe the Usos versus the Primetime Players versus some throw together tag team who got the titles.
The Real Americans.
Rey Mysterio. Yeah, well, yeah, Real Americans in there. And why not? We're going to put the belts on Rey Mysterio on the Big Show because why the fuck not? We got nothing else for him.
You mean Meal Mascaris?
Actually, leave that as a three-way with the belts on the Real Americans.
So Real Americans, Usos, and PTP.
Yep.
Huh.
Then of course you've got Goldust and Cody.
Okay. Give us one more.
I'd have Big Show versus somebody like one of those celebrity things, like he's done with Aki Bono and Money Mayweather, that type of thing.
Because those go so well.
Yeah, because we need something to riff.
Big Show versus Drew Carey.
Fuck yes, why not?
In an over the top rope challenge.
Yes.
Try and get Drew.
Actually, no. I do it if you're going to do it over the top rope challenge. Big Show, Carly, and Henry. Make it a real fucking challenge.
That sounds like a match that happened on the new ECW on point.
Probably.
I think Viscera was involved, or Big Daddy V, or whatever, in that match as well.
Yeah.
Anyway. Alright, so there's your Big Show versus Celebrity tag title triple threat, and Goldust and Cody. Alright, Mega, throw out a few matches.
Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes. No Goldust.
Switching it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you're going to... I don't think you can... You're going to put Goldust as the heel in that situation. I don't think you're going to pull it off seriously without actually having him cast off the gimmick. You know, make it brother-brother. Make it as... You know, make it as much of a blood feud as he can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We do need a tag title match.
We throw in Dusty as the special guest referee just to really add on family drama.
You can't have him as the referee because then the timekeeper can't tell what the fuck he is calling for.
Yeah, that's true.
Make him be the ring announcer.
Coming down to the ring now, Daddy. It's my glorious son, Dustin Rhodes, baby.
Alright, so you got Cody and Dustin. Where else do you go from there?
And I broke Omega.
See, if you're going tag titles, I do agree with a multi-team. But I would actually, by this point, I would actually split Swagger and Cesaro.
Okay.
So I would actually have, I'd probably actually have that as a featured match. And if for your tag team scene, the Usos, yes. I don't know about the primetime players. Not Big Show and Mysterio. I think they're now that we have a Sin Cara that can actually do a move without injuring himself, I think we're finally going to get that Mysterio Sin Cara match. I'd see more by Mania. I'd actually probably expect to see the belts on Rowan and Harper.
Okay, so you have Usos and the Wyatts. And then and the primetime players? Or another team? Or just straight up, the Usos versus the Wyatts?
You could do that straight up. I just feel... We've had that match.
Mm-hmm. Couple times.
Yeah.
I know this is going to be a bit weird, but how about... Usos, primetime player, the Wyatts, and you bring up the Ascension.
Too big, too soon. This is a WrestleMania match.
Trust me.
Hey, they debuted Fandango at a WrestleMania.
But they gave him Jericho.
Jericho invented debuting at WrestleMania.
There you go. So you just have some sort of tag team mix in there, basically.
Basically, yeah, with the Wyatts in the center.
Wyatts in the center, the Usos, and the insert team here. All right, that's sort of your undercard type matches. Before we get to some of the higher cards, first I want to know what do you do with legends on this show?
You leave them for the main event.
Do you agree with that philosophy, Omega?
Not necessarily. That really depends on what you're calling a legend.
Not to go... Someone who's old school, but won't probably be on old school Raw. A guy like Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's not wrestling, but what would you do with him if you even have him at that show?
Drives on ATV, stunner, drink, ride out on ATV.
I've thrown a scenario out there before. I want to, kind of make me laugh, is Sandow's in the ring cutting a promo, and he tries to educate Steve Austin.
Possible. I'm gonna, alright, here's another one. Divas. AJ Lee and, just for the sake of argument, Tamina and Caitlyn. Let's turn her heel in the meantime because we have no other choice. Versus the Bellas and undeserving female who really shouldn't be anywhere near a ring. Not Eva Marie.
I was gonna say,
let me qualify that. Not Eva Marie, but, you know, like your Snookies, your bitch that was on the other year, what's her face?
Maria Menounos.
Yeah, you know, one of those types.
Why don't you just go for it and do AJ Lee versus Michelle Beadle?
I know.
Oh.
You wanted to go there. You could.
They aren't even touching that one.
I know, but I'm just throwing it out there. Anyway, so...
Can we just put AJ Lee against the entire Divas roster, because she'd still win?
In a gauntlet match?
Well, because we've already seen enough of that. It's called every fucking tag match that's been going on for the last month.
Here's the trick. She's held the belt for so long, and she's been such a good fighting champion... She's pretty much beat the whole fucking roster. There really isn't anyone you can put her in the ring against it, right, at Mania at this point.
That's why you have 4 months. Bring up a new one.
Again, you're going to put them right into Mania?
They did it with Ashley Massaro. Just pointing that one out there.
I'm... Okay, now this is only because I know this would be absolutely hilarious, but, you know, poor AJ is going to get hurt. Something shocking. AJ versus Ronda Rousey.
Never going to happen.
Omega's like, I know, never going to happen, but fuck, that would be hilarious.
Omega's like, who? What?
Ronda Rousey, the current women's bantamweight champion in the UFC, has won every single match in her career by armbar submission.
So she's got... Girl with a better armbar than Del Rio, then.
So Ronda Rousey versus your match should have been armbar to Del Rio versus Ronda Rousey. That's what it should have been.
Yeah, but we know WWE won't allow girl on girl violence.
Nicely played. All right, so you're doing a diva six diva sort of thing at Mania, right?
Yeah, it's either that or a Divas Battle Royal.
All right. What do you do with the Divas at WrestleMania Omega?
Actually, hold on. Divas Battle Royal. Mae Young wins it. If she gets better.
It's kind of touchy right now.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to mention it.
We here at the Wild Talk Radio Network would like to send our prayers to the Mae Young family. Anyway, Omega. Where do you go with the Divas?
You can't say to bed.
You just spoiled his plan.
Yeah, I know.
It's the only answer I had prepared.
Lingerie pillow fight?
Well, now I'll just screw with your head. I'll just screw with your head even more now. Take a look at that, and we'll just screw with heads. Anyway, what do you do with the Divas?
Oh, AJ.
Told you. Anyway, what do you do with straight up? How about you do, you know, you want to go 30 years of 30 years of WrestleMania? You bring back a past diva to take on AJ Lee?
I can see where you're going with this.
No, don't get my hopes up like that.
Diva versus AJ?
I don't think it's your hopes.
Do not ruin AJ that way.
What? Anyway. Lita versus AJ? No.
It's bad enough those...
They have swam in the same pond recently, so...
I know! It's bad enough they've had their tongue in the same mouth recently. That's bad enough.
Can we go to the one that would make Omega's heart flutter like a little schoolboy and just say AJ versus Trish?
But she's too busy being a mother.
I'm sure she could make time.
It's a newborn! Come on!
Save it for 31. Anyway.
She might still be champion by 31 at this rate. You honestly don't have anyone else. Like, if I'm going to put a match up, it's going to be something, you know, along the lines of AJ, Natalia, and... the Bellas apart.
Okay. So that's what you do with the Divas. I was going to say, who do you pick to perform, but we won't go there. We'll go with the top four headlining matches of the show.
I've got three, kinda. I'm going to go and give in to the inevitability of Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Probably with some sort of stipulation. Maybe a cage or something like that. Not Hell in a Cell. You'll have...
Brie Bella on a pole.
Brock Lesnar.
Undertaker versus Brock, okay.
Randy Orton versus the Rumble winner.
Which is?
Fucked if I can work it out at this point in time.
It's kind of obvious, but okay.
Who? Mr. Obvious Man.
Dave Bautista.
Sure, why not? Orton versus Batista, there's your title match. And your big headliner, I'd probably put Hogan and Cena on one side, Piper and another big heel on the other side.
Who's your other big heel?
That's what I'm having trouble working out, because I would have said Randy Orton, but he's going to be defending the fucking belt. See, I'd say maybe Triple H to tie in the authority thing, but that doesn't quite work with teaming with Piper. And I'll be damned if I'm going to try and contact Mr. T to get his jibber-jabber ass back into the ring.
Now, before we send it to Omega to get his top four, there's someone you left off your card, Mace.
Who?
CM Punk.
Because I'd probably have him in, like, some sort of take time off. We're being real nice to you because we know that your contract expires in July.
So you don't even have Punk at Mania?
I'd love to have Punk at Mania, but you got no one to put him against.
It's all about the game.
I'm not going to put him into a fucking Shield situation, because I'll be honest, I'm sick of that already.
It's all about the game.
And I don't want him buried by Senor Shovel. But for the sake of it, yes, Triple H versus CM Punk. Because Mr. Shovel has to get his fucking due. Because we need to pay for Castle Grayskull one more time.
Alright, Omega, start digging your Mania grave.
My Mania grave.
What are your top four?
I already kind of filled out my mid card with Brian and Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, it would be pretty big. I already said Carr and Mysterio.
What do you do with your headliners, your Cenas, your Ortons, your Brocks, your Takers? What do you do?
Put them all into a rocket and blast them into the sun.
Trying to think here.
All right, we'll start. I'll make it easier on you.
The hard part is trying to figure out something that's actually Mania worthy that hasn't been done.
All right, well, let's start it like this. What do you do with the streak? Who's the Undertaker facing? Because that'll just clear up some possibilities.
That's the trick, isn't it? Because they wanted to put him with Brock, and then someone actually realized, oh wait, he wrestles like a silverback gorilla, probably not a good idea.
And then Taker requests Daniel Bryan.
Which, do you really tell the Undertaker no?
That's what I'm saying. But I think they might be telling him no.
The thing is, you know, honestly, Brian's not a bad pick if you're going to give the streak to somebody. He does have the talent and the charisma to carry that.
He does.
He's like one of the few guys on the roster I'd say that with, and he's going to be around a long time. You know, you could give it to a guy like Punk, but Punk's got, what, 2 years left before he wants to leave, at most?
Something like that. And think about this. The name Daniel Bryan a year ago wasn't even in consideration for the streak.
No.
They've done that good of a job. They've elevated him that far where he's believable.
He's believable by the guy who's also in the match for the streak.
That too. just shows what kind of respect he has for him now. But what are you doing?
We can't get a belt on him.
Save that for the summer? I don't know. What do you do with Taker?
What to do with Taker? Honestly, I'd give him Brian.
But you've already, but you've booked
Brian. I know.
So you can't book him twice.
Brian can wrestle twice in one night. I'd give it to him.
No.
This is hard. The only way this works is if Brian is still with the Wyatts then, and Bray is either in his corner during the Taker match, or he's in the corner during the tag match. Or in the corner, at the bottom of the ramp in a rocking chair.
We know what you meant. At ringside.
Ringside. God, that is tricky.
All right, we'll come back to Taker. Your title match. What's your title match?
Oh, God. There's just nothing easy about this. You know, unfortunately, I probably would go with what the strong rumor is, which would be Batista versus Orton, if only because it's something... God, I can't even call it fresh, but it's something we haven't seen in the last 3 years.
And they have the history.
They do have the history. They are ex-Evolution.
And they never have faced off at WrestleMania, so it would be a fresh WrestleMania match.
It has the star.
It'll be a once in a lifetime.
Unless the money's really good.
Money talks. Just ask the $1 million man. All right, come on, Omega.
Doesn't buy his son a career, though.
Well, you need personality to have a career. Come on, Omega. You've stalled enough. What's your pick?
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's gonna... Yeah, well, yeah, the main event's gonna be Orton and Batista. That's an easy one.
Orton Batista for the WWE World Heavyweight title. Taker versus...
You didn't give him the Taker question.
He gave it a right... I didn't have to. He knew what he wanted for Taker.
Fuck.
I'm trying to help you. I'm breaking it down easily, all right?
I know.
All right, we'll go back to Taker again. What do you do with John Cena? Do you put him with Taker?
No.
Then what do you do with John?
You're kidding. That's you'd have to rerun the clip of Gorilla Monsoon with Irresistible Force and Immovable Object.
Which they probably will.
What's going to give here, Super Cena or the Streak?
My will to live.
All right, so come on, Omega. Make your picks. You've had time to think about this.
No, for Cena, no. They're going to do something with Hogan. I see Cena with Hogan in his corner versus, like, Lesnar with Piper in his corner.
Cena-Lesnar, okay.
It's something we've seen before, but the first match was okay, and this is Mania. It's got to be high profile, and Brock, as they say, does not have a dance partner yet. For Taker, honestly, if Taker wants to work Brian, I say give him Brian. Fuck my previous prediction. Bray gets to sit in his chair for the night.
Okay.
And do what Bray does best, keeping people's heads. Because here. Okay, you know what? Strike this. Strike this whole fucking thing.
Oh, this is tremendous. What?
Okay, so Omega's pre-show is...
No. It's still Miz and Ziggler. It's still Miz and Ziggler. No. Here, no. The whole thing with the break, like, okay. Let's put the Wyatt thing with Bryan. Like, let's get it all the way to the next pay-per-view. Let's get it through Mania.
Okay.
Because I want to see Wyatt and Undertaker head games.
So Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker.
No!
Bray Wyatt versus Undertaker
Daniel
versus Bryan.
Daniel Bryan. Okay. As a Wyatt against Undertaker.
Okay.
With Bray in the... with Bray kind of being the mouthpiece here.
Okay.
The kind of, you know... To, Taker mind games versus Wyatt mind games, this could get really fucking good.
Okay, so Taker and Bryan, Orton, Batista, who would you say for Cena?
Cena and Lesnar with the two legends that someone actually thought could have another match. How foolish they are.
Oh, Piper's the one campaigning for himself. again, the name left out, CM Punk.
Oh, you put him again. You put him with
Hunter.
Yeah, that's the easy one. The trick here.
The trick here is what?
Gesundheit,
I think.
the ones left out are Ambrose and the Shield.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you actually do like make that
to
a head.
You do. You use Dean and
I use Dean and Big E unification.
So you maybe put the Shield in your tag situation?
Possibly, yeah. That's actually a better team.
And then you can use the breakup there.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's...
Good luck keeping this written down.
Can't get it. I want it in full detail, everything.
I'm quite sure he went fuck it about 15 minutes ago.
Full comprehensive notes on the notations for Omega, how many times he changed and whatever. So that's their WrestleMania. That's their thoughts and opinions on how they set up WrestleMania.
However, before we move on, Royal Rumble, for those of you listening, please get in contact with myself or Rock. We have 8 open spots for our random Rumble pick'em, which will be done live probably in the next week or so.
We should do it the night, the Sunday before
the
Rumble. We'll do it during the show.
See? Yeah, but we'll turn on the player so people can see.
They'll hear the audio and they can actually see the picture.
Yeah, so they can see that this isn't going to be Rock's usual rigging of every tournament that we've ever done.
We didn't rig last year when we did the same exact concept on the rack. Just playing that one out there. Just pointing that out. Anyway, you know you jumped the gun. This is when when you say you don't have anything to plug, you jumped the gun on your plug for the night. Just pointing that out.
Good, don't have to do it later. Follow me at the Macy's. See you later. Good night, people.
Hey, look at that. I already have the pick. He already has the notes down. Tremendous. All right, great debate.
Now,
go ahead. What? Go.
Right. Now, if you want to actually participate in the Rumble Picks, you have to download the WTR app. And Rock is going to tell you how.
Go to wtr.mobi.at for a WTR app. Think. Think. Think that still exists? Maybe.
You, sir, are no Michael Cole.
I don't remember what it was. It's been a while. Anyway, here's your great debate.
Welcome to this week's great debate.
Oh my God, wait a minute, it's Paul Bear! It's Paul Bear! And that's gotta be Kane! That's gotta be Kane! And I am... the new millennium for the World Wrestling Federation. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am Chris Jericho, your new hero, your party host, and most importantly, the most charismatic showman to ever enter your living rooms via a television screen.
If this is who we think it is, and we have every reason to believe that this is the human being that has been stalking the Undertaker's wife. DDP is a stalker! DDP is a sicko! Has been stalking the Undertaker's wife!
step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
Alright, so we have our great debate, round number two, Kane versus Dr. Isaac Yankum DDS. Chat room, go ahead and make your picks. So, Mega, you're up first.
Kane.
Explain why.
Do I have to?
Yes.
God. Because it had build, it had history, it played to Undertaker's mysterious past, it was involving, and it was kind of a big deal because it was this big freakish guy in this big scary mask coming down with Paul Bearer. And God, Isaac Yankum. I can remember when Isaac Yankum first debuted. Like, I saw that as a kid, and even then I was going, get the fuck out of here. Evil dentist.
Yeah. They had evil hockey player.
I know, and that was even worse.
All right, Mace.
Glenn Jacobs.
A bit more specific.
Glenn Jacobs in a gimmick.
A little bit more specific.
Glenn Jacobs is a big scary thing.
Again, a little bit more.
Glenn Jacobs when he was in the big scary gimmick and came out with a guy.
A little bit more.
Glenn Jacobs when he had a chubby manager.
Yeah.
Are you calling Jerry Lawler fat?
Yes.
You call him fat. I call him chubby.
All right, keep going. A little bit more. Need a little bit more specific on that one. See how far you can get this one. Come on, you're really close.
One ace. I fed you one. Come on.
I know. It's Glenn Jacobs when he came out in the scary gimmick with the chubby person on the pay-per-view.
A little bit more.
Isaac Yankum didn't debut on.
He didn't debut.
Shut up.
He didn't debut on pay-per-view. So you're going with
Glenn Jacobs when he debuted with the chubby guy, and against a high profile person.
Well, he didn't debut one of them. So you're going with Yankum because yeah.
What, Undertaker's not high profile?
Wasn't a match.
I'm ruining my jerk's dickhead.
Trying to end the joke, and we've drawn
it. Kane, fucking move on.
We draw that.
God forbid anybody be fucking funny.
As he cuts himself. We don't want to Tim Stein it, that's all. Anyway, Ric Flair versus Mankind Omega.
See, I went back and looked at Ric Flair's debut, and really all it was a promo segment. Like, really the most interesting thing about it was the WWF debut of the big gold belt. You know, back before that design was completely copped by WCW. I mean, it's a Ric Flair promo, so it's a good promo, but I would give it to Mankind just because of how different and intriguing you had as Mankind as a character. It was, you know, it was different. It had a different psychological tick to it. It made you more curious about who exactly this was going to end up being. It was Ric Flair. It was just Ric Flair.
So, what, you're going with Ric Flair over Mankind?
No!
Well, you just made the case for Ric Flair. So.
No, I didn't.
Hey, Dad, Ric Flair was Ric Flair. That's a case for Ric Flair.
No, I'm going with Mankind. It was unique and different. Good as Flair is, you know, I know exactly what I'm getting with Ric Flair.
All right, Mace.
The real world heavyweight champion, Ric Flair.
Why Ric Flair?
Because this was something that had never been seen in wrestling for quite a while. Here it is, you had Ric Flair, the WCW champion, a man who owned the big gold belt, taking his character, the belt, and everything over to the main competition. And got away with it for quite a while until Ted Turner decided to put an injunction in it. This was something that got people's attention. Not just wrestling fans, I'm talking this got proper media attention. Mm-hmm. This was your original style of invasion. This is NWO before NWO. This was the invasion angle before the invasion angle. This was the first instance on mainstream television that you had somebody from another company bringing the belt, the most recognizable symbol of the company, into the main opposition. This spoke volumes back in the day. That and Ric Flair is Ric Flair.
To break the tie, I'm going Mankind.
And fuck you all, I quit.
I just thought Mankind was the character, the debut of that character. Yeah. Even though Ric Flair is Ric Flair, I'm going with Mankind. So, Mankind moves on. Next week on the show, The Great Debate features Miss Hancock taking on Trish Stratus. And the Aces and Eights take on the debut of Kevin Thorne. Right now, it's time for Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk for you, Quick Hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Alright, Mace, what's the most unusual food you've ever eaten?
Unusual food I've ever eaten? Chicken intestines.
Why were you eating that?
Because never, ever go to a do-it-yourself barbecue skewer place with Asians.
This is your tip of the night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Alright, Omega, what's the silliest fan theory you've ever come up with?
The silliest fan theory?
Yes.
Because I watched some weird shit in the first place, and then you asked me that.
That's the point.
See, here you go again. You asked me one of those things that involves thinking.
I know. How dare I?
Yeah, because now I had to pour over everything I've ever seen and try to remember all the half-assed cockamamie things I've thought up on my own.
And we probably know there's many.
Too many.
What's the first one off the top of your head? We'll make it easier.
There's no one off the top of my head. God. I'm not the kind that goes in for like harebrained theories like that.
That's a lie.
I know you like making me squirm like this. This is terrible for radio.
That's why there's background music.
That's why there's background music. Yeah, that makes it... Yeah, no one notices the dead air then.
Exactly. It's background music.
I'm honestly trying to think of any, like... I'm trying to think of any theory I had. I'm literally blanking here. Because I know I've done it. You're right. I can't call... But it's one of those things that just, like, it pops into my head and then it goes.
Anything?
It just never comes back.
Anything Doctor Who related?
No. It's hard enough to keep track of that show in the first place. I know, like, I look at the crap that Doctor Who leaves in just to make you go questions, and people throw around these really weird fan theories, like, okay, there's this woman who looks at the Doctor this weird way just, during the finale of the big finale, the world, the big Save the World season ender, Doctor incarnation ender episode, and everyone goes, okay, is that the Doctor's mother? Is that like a sister or something? And, as harebrained as my schemes are, as weird as my fan theories go, is she's just some lady they zoomed in on, so you'd ask that.
I think we'll take that as an answer. Get you off the hook on that one. Alright, Mace, you're an action movie hero. What's your weapon of choice? And the line you scream when you're defeating your arch enemy.
It would be a modified M16 machine gun with sniper scope, silencer, and piranha grenade launching missiles. Because 80s.
He's thought about this before.
Yeah, he was very quick on this one.
Because 80s. I wouldn't be able to have a catchphrase because the final line is always contextual. It always depends on where the final battle takes place, how the guy dies.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Take that fuck knuckle.
There you go.
There you go.
That works.
Is that what you're calling the gun?
Sure, why not? I just want to have the grenade launcher on the bottom shoot grenades that explode in the piranhas.
There you go. Omega, finally, one night you wake up because you heard a noise. You turn on the light to find that you were surrounded by mummies. The mummies aren't really doing anything. They're just standing around your bed, staring at you. What do you do?
Shit myself. Clean myself with one of the mummy's drapings.
There you go.
I would get up, turn on my camera, and see how fast I can teach him the Thriller dance. And then just watch as millions of people tell me, those aren't zombies! Technically they are, they're just wrapped up zombies.
There you go.
This is the thing, I'm a YouTube guy. Anything weird happens, the answer is always turn on camera.
This is very true. So there you have it. That is Quick Hits for this Sunday night WTR Old School. Tomorrow night is WTR, the Raw Post Show, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that happened on WWE Raw Old School. Thursday night, it is the Rack live at 11 p.m. Eastern. We will recap Impact and go over whatever else we can possibly think up. Go to RackRadioShow.com. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/RackRadioShow. Go right now to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote for this show. Vote for The Rack for Show of the Year. Vote for The Rack's interviews with The Miz and Santino Marella for Male Interview of the Year. Matt Goldberg and Brian Shields for Media Interview of the Year. Trish Stratus, Victoria, and Ariane Cameron Andrew for Female Interview of the Year. You can vote once a day over at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, whoever the hell shows up, whenever they show up, and ever how drunk they are when they get there or on the show. We can make people drunk in 20 minutes when they drink a whole bottle of Jack Daniels, because they decide to come up with a drinking game where if we say the word Rob, they would take a shot, and well, just making it way too easy then. We'll be back next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Mace, plug your stuff again.
All right. Join my friends list at myspace.com/TheMaceThing. Go to geocities.com/users/8152 to see my website. My ICQ number is 275-862-894. And I believe I'm still using AIM at the Macing. Is that every dead technology that we've got?
you forgot your Yahoo Messenger ID.
Oh, that's right. I'm at the Macing 1 on Yahoo. Because somebody else took the Macing.
There you go. Omega.
You can find all my stuff if you search TJ Omega on CompuServe. And if you find my Angel Fire page, you can find all of my videos in real player format.
What's your AOL keyword?
God, I used to have AOL, don't remind me.
So thank you for listening to us live right here on wildtalkradio.tripod.com for Omega and Mace.
They're the big three of shit internet rivers.
There you go. So for the gang, I was a rock, and we'll see you next Sunday night live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and memlanepromo.com.
Download the Windows Media Player version of this. It'll only take you 16 years on your dial-up modem.
Bye, everybody.
Did you tell him to sign our guest book?
Thanks for reminding us.
We've got the guest counter. I love these advanced MIDI files.
Make us your favorite.